Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim Bethel, who is the retiring CEO at J&J Industries. Jim, how you doing?
Doing fine, Kemp. Good to be with you this morning.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about some things here. You're actually 30 years in the business, and at the end, here in a few days, you're stepping down as the leader, CEO of J&J. And I was glad you could spend some time with us. I thought, real quick, for those people that may not know your past, it's kind of an interesting past. Like I said, you've been in the business 30 years. You actually studied law. You went to the University of Georgia and got a law degree. Then you were a district attorney, and somewhere in there you were a naval officer. Then you got in the business. So pretty interesting background. Let me ask you, as you look at getting ready to retire and your proudest accomplishments, what can you tell us about that?
Gosh, accomplishments, I just have to defer probably the entire team over here, at least from a carpet standpoint. I'll put it this way. When you're involved in a family business, and of course J&J is a family business, the horizons that you look at are a little bit different, and perhaps what you try to achieve is a little bit different than if you were trying to please Wall Street or whatnot. Basically, the whole purpose of a family business is to do well for the family and to perpetuate itself so that you do a lot of things that are very, very long term. And that's, quite frankly, a luxury that you have in a family business, is that you can certainly take the long term approach to things. And so trying to make the organization stronger for the next generation is certainly something that we tried to focus on. And the other piece is to have the ability to pass on values that you think are important in business. And again, in the family-run business, that's a little bit easier to do, perhaps, but nonetheless quite important to all of us over here to go ahead and to extend the values to the next generation. And we think we've been successful there as well. So those accomplishments, they sound a little soft or a little mushy or whatnot, but truly, that was our aspiration starting off in the business, and if we look back and we've been successful, then we would consider them to be an accomplishment.
Well, Jim, I got to say, you know you're successful at achieving that, because last year, Kennesaw State, and I don't know who all was involved with that, but they awarded J&J the Family Run Business of the Year Award, and actually, when I asked the judges what they were looking for, it was all about being able to build a business that was focused on sustaining itself. And so you won the top award last year, and I think that was the last time you and I had an interview.
Well, you're correct. We were very pleased to be recognized by Kennesaw State on that Georgia award. That was gratifying, yes. But I'd probably take more satisfaction day to day when I look around and see some of the next generation involved in the business here, and see what fine business people they are. And so that is gratifying to see that. Now, they've done it all on their own, and they're accomplished people, but right, to have had a part in that is a high measure of satisfaction.
Well, let me just fill in one other little piece of information some people might not know, but J&J actually, I guess when it first started, it stood for Jolly and Jones, and you're actually the son-in-law of the co-founder, Tom Jones, who had the name Jones in the original forming of the business. So, and J&J is a 50-year-old company, or 53 or 4 years old, isn't it?
That's right. We just celebrated our 53rd Christmas together with all of our associates, and we take that time to do profit sharing as well from the previous year. And we don't want to call it a Christmas bonus, because it's not. It's profit sharing. It's the old-fashioned kind. And that's something that's been important to us. And again, looking back, and we talk about the company and trying to do these things long-term, and Rollins Jolly and Tom Jones, our founders, really built an incredible foundation for us. And we've just sort of built on that foundation. But for all of those 53 years, we've been able to actually share profits. We've been profitable every year. Some of those years have been a little thin, yeah, but they've been profitable. And so, again, it's a long-term approach that we're trying to do.
Yeah. Well, as you look back at being in the business for 30 years, what are some of the strongest memories or milestones that stand out to you?
Well, gosh, just seeing this industry evolve, and I know from my age and standpoint, when I say look back, and it's that it was a very young industry when we started off, and so, well, yeah, 50 years ago, and I was familiar with what was happening in Dalton early on, and to see it changed, mature, become the industry that it is, not only in size, but it's changed shapes. Gosh, when I started in the industry 30 years ago, there would easily have been 300 carpet manufacturers. Now, a lot of them small, and some of those small folks are still around today, but the consolidation has just been incredible. And so to see the classic evolution of an industry come about while you're standing there watching it has been fun to watch. It's been an exciting place to be. But there's some excitement coming up, too. In other words, because as the industry has matured and is maturing, there's a whole new level of opportunity and challenges.
Well, you talk about consolidation, and you, J&J Envision plays mostly on the commercial side of the business, and I'm sure you guys have been approached. I mean, you've always been a very edgy, your products have always been cutting edge, and I know you've been approached several times through all this consolidation, people saying, hey, you know, would you consider selling? And you guys have always said, no, we're going to make it on our own, and that's exactly what you've done.
Well, that is true. There have been those times when we've taken a look at it, joining with someone else. Every time that we would go through that process, we'd finally sit down at a table, and then the owners, we'd look around at each other and say, you know, we're still having fun. We just really didn't want to turn the reins over to strangers or whatnot. So we sort of became confirmed bachelors and have moved along on that line. And been reasonably successful at doing that. Now, there's some trade-offs there. I mean, we hadn't gotten as big as some of the other folks or whatnot, but to be able to sort of captain your own ship is a lot of fun in business, still is.
That's right. And as you look back and you made that decision one day, you were a district attorney, you'd studied law, and then you decided you'd get in the family business. Do you look back and say, maybe I should have continued to be a district attorney? Do you ever look back on that and say that?
Well, I had a great experience doing that. Worked for a fellow named Charlie Pannell, who's since become a federal judge, and we had a very close working relationship. But as fun as that was, fun. I mean, it was a heck of a lot of work or whatnot. But you felt like you were helping and doing a type of thing. The chance to get back into business, and I always kid with folks. You know, I did it the old-fashioned way. I married the boss's daughter, but.
Yeah.
To be able to get back and build and help build a business was just something that was so attractive to me, and be able to try to feel when you get to the end of the day and you say, well, what have you really done? Yeah, I know we make carpet and do all those things, but the biggest accomplishment or feeling of satisfaction to me is that we've created jobs here that are supporting a lot of families, and they're good jobs. So that value of actually being able to provide gainful employment to a lot of folks is just fun doing it. And I don't care whether you're making carpet or something else. That piece of it is just a lot of fun.
And you've also enhanced the interiors of a lot of commercial spaces along the way.
Well, we certainly hope so and hope to continue to do that for a lot. That's been an evolution for us. And to see this industry, you talked about the changes. There's not only the structural changes of consolidation and doing all of those things, but the actual technology of what we're making and putting on the floor. I mean, we are making some very sophisticated textile fabrics that just happen to be fashions for the floor. And it's exciting and fun to see all the different aspects of that. That's a create part of the business that we often don't celebrate. And a lot of that's been driven out of the commercial arena, more so than from the residential. The residential is the bigger part of the business,
right?
But the actual styling and create has really come out more out of the commercial end of it, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, flooring, believe it or not, is fashion forward, and we're green forward too. I mean, when you go to Green Build and you see, we were one of the first industries that really took a main position at Green Build, and so it's a leadership industry, and probably one that will continue to lead.
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, I am proud of our industry and dealing with CRI and how our industry comes together on issues that affect all of us. Having sat in those meetings for a lot of decades, to see the level of cooperation on very key issues, environmental issues, all sorts of things that would affect the industry, again, and to be able to come together now. It's sort of funny. I mean, you compete like cats and dogs out in the marketplace, but when everybody knows that when there's a serious issue that has to be addressed, that we can do better together than we can separately, this industry has come together very, very well, and I certainly hope that it'll continue to do that.
Well, as you look to step down at the end of this year and hand the reins over to David Jolly or to many of the other leaders that are in this business, do you have any advice for, say, the future leaders of the flooring industry?
Gosh, I guess the advice is always take the long-term view, step back, and have a little fun along the way, because it doesn't have to all be drudgery. It can be a lot of fun. And the relationships, always build the relationships. Again, you look back over the years, and the things that you're taking away are the friendships and the relationships that you've built. And so that would be my only advice to them. Live by the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
Oh, that's great. Now, here in less than a week, you're going to be retired. What are your plans for the future? What's next for Jim Pebble?
Gosh, I've got to find a whole new career or whatnot, but I'll still remain active in the community. I've got a couple passions that I like working on. I'm very involved in the Community Foundation here and also the Dalton State College Foundation, and so I'm sort of queued up to do some leadership roles there, so that'll be out in the community, trying to support both of those efforts. And then we've got a family farm, and I'm going to go do a little farming, a little tree farming, and a little cow farming, and do those things.
I'm sure you won't be too far away, and I'm sure we'll continue to see you. But I appreciate you spending time with us, Jim. I've been talking to Jim Bethel as he sets to retire at the end of this year, who's CEO of J&J Envision, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.